Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints and friends. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Now, if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. You are wise. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We greet you. We are certainly glad you're here. Just to give you a little information to help you understand what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe here that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So that's what you can expect whenever you come here. And what we expect from you is that you let people know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. Let them know what got your attention. And, of course, we here are moving from personal experience. Everything that we do here is based on Scripture. Here, we believe in God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that He came to us, went to the cross on our behalf, died on the cross for us, was buried in the grave for us, and then rose from the grave for us and caused us to be completely and fully accepted in the beloved. We believe in God and we base everything we do here on the written word of God. Just let me share with you. If you notice the title of the podcast, A Mature Persuasion, that is because I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. And it's a wonderful time. I'm getting more mature spiritually and naturally. I am enjoying my life more on a daily basis. And I want to share with you, not things that someone told me, but things that I know because I've lived through them. So, we invite you to communicate with us. We want to hear from you because, as we said, everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when we hear from you, it encourages us. Now, we have an email address. It's gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. And we want to hear from you. If you hear something on this podcast that's encouraging to you, we want to hear about it. And if you know things, and we know that many of you, probably not all, but many of you probably already know who God is. And everyone has a choice whether they want to share or not what they know about God, learn about God. It's personal. Whether you believe in God or not, that's personal. Because we know everybody doesn't. It's our choice. And we choose to. Because I tell you from personal experience, I have learned. And in that, I want to encourage you to share with me, email me. We can communicate if we need to talk. I have access to conference lines. We can set that up. I suggest you visit the library of this podcast. Read the description box. All of the episodes build on each other. They do. I have a very close personal relationship, my own personal relationship with God. I told you that I believe in God, and it's very beneficial to me. So, just in realizing what I believe the Lord would have me share with you this week, He wants me to share the open scriptures, to share with you what it means that the scriptures have been open to us. Now, there's another tool that I use. It's called BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you will find many different translations of the Bible. I suggest you pick the one that's easiest for you. And if reading is not your strong suit, They do have now where there are some audible translations, which can be read to you, which is wonderful. But getting back to what I believe I'm to share about scriptures, the scriptures have been opened. Opened. It's beautiful. We learn now because the scriptures have been opened to us. We can learn how to receive and experience the lavish love of God toward us, the overmuch love. It's an over-the-top love. It's in us in abundance. It's really wonderful. We learn about how the closeness of the Lord, how he draws near to us, how we live in his presence. I've learned personally how I can live in his presence. And I've also learned from the scriptures being opened that in his presence is the fullness of joy, the fullness of whatever I need, the energy, the excitement. And of course, for me, specifically me, and if you choose him, if you do the one thing necessary, you can consider that specifically for you. I personally have had an encounter with him, a wonderful encounter. He's allowed me to understand the purpose of the scriptures in my life, to have an individual experience. I realize that I am an individual expression of God. I know that. I know that there's no one like me. I appreciate the uniqueness of him expressing himself as he does through me, and I'm enjoying it. It's private. It's between me and him. It doesn't take anything from anybody else. And no one else can interfere with that. It's wonderful. I have received of him because, and you have too if you choose to believe, because he said, according to our faith, be it unto us. He's not going to force us to believe him. That's not the kind of person that he is. That's not the kind of God that he is. He doesn't force us to do anything. He gives us a choice. That's our superpower. Every morning when we come to consciousness, we know that he has sustained us. And he asks us every day because he supplies us and loads us with benefits on a daily basis. And the opportunity for joy is one of those benefits. In his presence is the fullness of joy. He's drawn near to us. He wants to commune with us. He gives us the opportunity to commune with him in his presence. Recognize and understand how he lives in us. When we receive of the Lord, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, when we make that choice, which is the one thing that he said was necessary. And he said, that's all that's really necessary. Because when you give him permission, and if you go to the library of this podcast and just read the description boxes and as much and often as you want, it's easy. Just play them over and over until you get what you need. Because they're all based on scriptures. All of them. Everything I say on this podcast is based on scripture. Scripture that I've had an experience with. Scripture that I've lived through, walked through. The joy of the Lord is real in my life. Every day, I understand. He said, I have new mercy every day. Every day. That's one of the benefits that I'm loaded with on a daily basis. And I understand what it means to live in his presence, to live close to him, knowing that he's right here with me right now. I can look in his face. I can look in his face. I can see him face to face and live. In the Old Testament, for you Bible scholars, you know they could not look in his face and live. He had to find a place for them. They could only look at his hinder parts as he went by. But since the scriptures have been opened, since he's gone to the cross for me, for anyone who chooses to receive and believe it, paid our sin debt, we are free. We have become, he has become for us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. How did I find those things out? I found his word. He says in another place in his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Oh, just go to the library of this podcast. Freely, freely eat, freely listen. Just listen. Learn about what it means to live in his presence, to live close to him, to look in his face, to see him face to face and live. And recognize he set it up when he went to the cross. You recall, I'm sure you've heard before, when he said it's finished, that's like the Mona Lisa, a perfect painting. No one can add anything to it. He had did everything. He said it's finished. It's already done. We know that his word is immutable. No one can silence his word. No one can change his word. It just can't happen. It's impossible. It's impossible for him to lie. So whatever we find in his word, whatever we find in the scripture, it belongs to us. He tells us in another place that all scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, his inspiration, and is profitable for our instruction, for the conviction of sin, yes, for any of the wrong, whatever happened when Adam fell, that he took care of that. It's for our correction, to correct us and restore us to our rightful place in him. And it's for training in righteousness, so showing us how to live the correct way. Because since he created us, it says in another place how he formed us from the dust of the ground. He did. And he breathed his breath, the breath of life in us. You'll find in the library of this podcast, I talk about him as creator. Hallelujah. Just go to the library of this podcast. You're going to just read the description boxes. You're going to find different things. You'll find what it means when we know and understand and live from the standpoint of being the righteousness of God in Christ. We learn how to live according to his will, publicly and privately. You know, people read you every day. You know, the kids now, they got this term about how they read each other. They be talking about, you know, being smart and snarky and all those mean kind of things. Yet, the Bible tells us in another place, we are like cities on a hill which cannot be hid. We're like candles on a candlestick. Hallelujah. That's us. That's what we become. So people read us. In another place, the Lord tells us that we're living epistles read among mankind. People look at us. They know when we're being authentic. They know. They can see. They can tell. Or at least they tack on what they think they see. No one can never know anyone's intention, because only God knows what's in our heart. He knows everyone. He said in another place in his word that he knows every thought that's in our head and every word before it comes out of our mouth. And he loves us anyway. Yes, he does. Even knowing that. And sometimes when we're sitting in his presence, I know for me, I'm sitting there trying to get clarity on the thoughts that are in my head or that try to run through my head. And I'm searching for a more satisfying moment, a more satisfying moment in time. And how have I learned that? From his word. I've learned that I can. And what happens is when the scriptures are open to us, it changes us when we allow the Lord to, and we behave more honorably with personal integrity, and we have moral courage. We have the strength and the confidence. We know he's become our confidence. We know that, you know, man is just who he is, period. Mankind is not God. We have to let God be God in our lives. But as I said, he won't force it. It's a choice we have to make. So that we're the manifest sons of God when we choose him. He teaches us and causes us. He's continuously leading and guiding us, so that we can become complete and proficient, thoroughly outfitted and equipped for all the good in life. We learn how to receive the good. Now, he does the work in us. He performs the work through us. We just let him do all the heavy lifting. We do. When we read or listen to the episodes of the podcast that talk about how we just allow him to supply, read the description boxes. But we let him do all the heavy lifting, because as the scriptures have been opened, personally, we learn that every battle belongs to him. Every life challenge belongs to him. Go to him. He's a faithful God. Definitely listen to the segments about his faithfulness. Then you'll learn how he's always supplying. We're always being transformed into his image from glory to glory, from honor to honor. We are individual expressions of God. We have individual experiences with God. They are private. We receive of him. He created us. He is the creator, Elohim. He is. He created us. He created the first day and the first night. He's a possessor of light, and he's an all-consuming fire. All of this, if you go to the library of this podcast, you will understand more. Because as you listen, you learn at your own pace. Don't compare yourself to nobody else ever. Just know that God's word is an eternal food with no expiration date. And you'll begin to understand the purpose of reproof, really. And understand that reproof, his correction, just helps us to verify and establish the truth that we need to know in our lives, our individual lives, to make us yet more free. How it's impossible for him to lie, yet he wants us to be free. The scripture is for our learning and our liberty, our freedom, our reproof, our correction, to help us substantiate and know what we can live when we receive his much love, much love. You hear them singing the song about, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. What we need is to know who our creator is. And we can only learn that through revelation as he opens the scriptures when we allow him to. But we have to choose it. He won't force himself on us ever. He'll never violate your free will. It's a choice. Now, as I said, I want to hear from you. I hope I've said something to encourage you. Be blessed even more.